We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, that music, the Detroit Grand Poobahs, has me ready.
For but what?
For Wojo. It's Wednesdays with Wojo.
Oh, okay. Wednesdays with Wojo. It's our weekly tradition where we bring in Bob Winowski from the Detroit News and from 97.1 The Ticket, and we talk about very important topics, and he joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Woj.
Oh, it's great to hear the dulcet sounds of the sandwich song in the background.
How are you, sir?
I am fine. How are you kids this morning?
So we were having this conversation earlier about people with the middle initial J, of which you are one, correct?
Yeah.
Why certain things just kind of roll off the tongue, like, you know, like one of your aunts is, they call her AJ, right?
Yeah.
We know PJ Fleck. There's RJs. There's MJs. There's LJs. There's CJs.
We like BJs.
Well, you're Robert J. Wojnowski. Were you ever RJ or BJ when you were a youngster? Why? And
no.
If so, why not?
No, I told you I went through three stages. Robert, Rob, Bob. Oh, and now I've entered the Wojo stage.
Yes.
Wait, you were Rob?
I was Rob for about a year and a half in college.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Robert seemed too formal. Hello, my name is Robert. So I switched to Rob.
Rob Winowski.
My brother-in-law goes by Rob.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But then I switched it up to Bob just to be as colloquial as possible.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. God love you for that.
And then now I'm Wojo, so please identify me as Wojo.
Okay, Rob. So we were having this conversation about an hour ago, and it got a little heated, got a little testy.
Oh, boy.
And it does deal with Michigan football and Jim Harbaugh.
All right, I'll be talking to you guys later, next Wednesday, same time. Bye!
Stoney put it out. I put out the question, what is a realistic expectation for Michigan football over the next 5 years? And Stoney, a noted Michigan football fan, said, win the division twice, go to Indy, and qualify for at least one playoff, meaning that, you know, the college football playoff.
I think that's being realistic.
Realistic. Gov got very angry with Stoney for having standards that are far too low, and he said his expectation is to dominate the Big Ten. Stoney and I both said that's not realistic. Gov said, I don't care if it's not realistic. That is my expectation to Michigan football.
Well,
would you care to comment on any of that?
Well, that can be somebody's personal expectation.
Yes.
But not necessarily a realistic one.
Right.
Now, you're saying 5 years from now, going forward, correct?
Yes.
Over the next 5 years.
Right.
What are we looking at?
I got to say five national titles, probably.
Okay. That's fair.
No.
Yeah.
No, the question you have to answer me, which you can't, but you can guess, is, will Urban Meyer be there all 5 years?
And the answer is probably not.
Okay. So that alters it slightly, doesn't
sure.
it? I say realistically over the next 5 years... I would say three Big Ten title appearances, two Big Ten titles, one playoff.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's right there. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying in Jim Harbaugh's office, in Michigan fans' minds, that's what they're going to be craving.
No, we're asking you what's in your mind.
In my mind, well, because you throw in, you're suggesting that Urban Meyer will be gone.
Don't you think so?
I don't think he'll be there the whole 5 years.
Okay.
So the minute he leaves, then expectations immediately go up. So, but let's do both sides. Let's say he's there all 5 years.
Okay.
Realistically, two Big Ten title games and maybe one Big Ten title.
What would you say before? Three Big Ten title games?
Yeah.
If Urban Meyer stays there, then I think it actually goes down to maybe one Big Ten title game. And I'm not saying that's good enough, but I mean, I don't doubt. Look, the notion that Harbaugh can't beat Urban Meyer is folly. I mean, Jeff Brohm beat Urban Meyer. Okay, so Harbaugh can beat Urban Meyer. I just don't think anybody Can do it consistently.
Right.
No, right, exactly. That's, I mean, once in 4 or 5 years or twice in 5 years.
And you're also taking out the fact that, yes, Penn State and Michigan State can still be really good in one of those 5 years and win the Big Ten.
Of course, yes, absolutely. And maybe we're taking into account that at some point the Big Ten will reshuffle the divisions a little bit.
That's true.
I mean, because you can't keep having the embarrassment of Northwestern go into the Big Ten title game, can you?
No, God, no. Absolutely not. Something must be done about this.
I get the debate, and I totally do, and these debates are difficult because it's based on expectations. Yours, the programs, Harbaugh's, Ward Manuals, all of these things. And it's really, but my expectation is that they should, I'll say this, they should win 10 games just about every year.
Oh, yeah. I think we all agree on that. Double-digit wins.
Okay, but if Urban Meyer stays the 5 years, and what you guys just said there, they beat him once. He beats him once. In 9 years, he's 1-8 against Urban Meyer. That's unacceptable.
Well, he could beat him twice, but one of those years, Ohio State was down, so Michigan still didn't go to the Big Ten title game or something.
I agree with you that's unacceptable, but show me a coach out there, alive or dead, who would beat Urban Meyer, other than Nick Saban, more than 2 times out of 5.
I think Dabo would.
Really?
I think Dabo will go 500.
Okay.
Dabo's done a Twitter 2 times.
He's 2-0.
Listen,
okay, Dabo.
Talking.
Then go hire Dabo.
Dabo ain't coming here.
Right.
Dabo's going to replace Saban when Saban leaves.
That's fine. I Gov, I'm not disagreeing with you that it's unacceptable.
Sully unacceptable.
But yeah. Well, I have a question for you though, actually.
Hold on. This is where the Michigan famous arrogance comes
exactly.
in at some point. Is you are dealing with one of the two historic coaches of all time, Nick Saban and Urban Meyer. Do you think down in the SEC, they're like, at every program there, your record against Nick Saban is unacceptable. Unacceptable. You cannot do that. It's unacceptable. It's comparable. Now, Michigan should be better and should have won one of those 4 games and certainly had a chance to win one of those 4 games, and they can't wave the white flag. And one of these years, Urban's going to stumble across a year where he doesn't actually have the right quarterback, and it won't work. So, and I do think Michigan's going to, you know, change and freshen up its offense a little bit. But I'm not. You don't wave the white flag. I mean, 2 in 5 years would be not bad, would it? 2 Big Ten titles in 5 years?
I'd take it.
So I have a question for you. Do you know, and maybe you don't know the answer to this either, who has Jim Harbaugh's ear? I mean, like, as we sit here and say he's got to change and so, he's got to hire Cliff Kingsbury or some offensive mind. Who tells Jim Harbaugh that? Because he strikes me as such an insulated guy, or maybe insular is not the right word. But I mean, who's his guru who's going to tell him to do that? Because I don't know that person exists.
I think it's his dad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said yesterday. Yeah. You need Jack Harbaugh to tell him to modernize the offense.
But maybe Jack Harbaugh is going to sit there and go, you're going to be fine. Keep doing what you're doing the way we've done it, the way Bo did it. We're going to keep doing it that way we've always done it.
That would be a problem. That's why he wants to have that banner up there.
Well, okay. Right. That was kind of silly. But don't act like there weren't change. At the end of last season, Harbaugh made several changes.
True.
Yes.
Now, maybe not enough, but Tim Trevno was gone, brought in Jim McElwain, Ed Warner. Remember that little period where for like a month, Dan Enos was kind of going to be the offensive coordinator?
I forgot about that.
And then left, and he did go get a transfer quarterback who runs a different kind, or at least theoretically can run a different style of offense. So he did make, actually when you look back, he made significant changes. The problem is when it comes to game calling, play calling, he still leans on, he's got his little headset with his cord on, and he still leans on, no, we got to get this run going between the tackles, get it going, and then everything else opens up after that. And sometimes everything else doesn't open up after that, or you commit a big turnover.
Right.
So I do think people say, oh, he's sucking his wood. He did make changes last year.
Right.
I mean, a lot, actually. Now, I think he needs to make more.
Sure.
And I think it may be as simple as just name an offensive coordinator or find some, or just, one voice, one somebody that the quarterback trusts, and you know the name that is always out there, and it's probably out there again, Jed Fish, who was with Harbaugh at the beginning, went off to coach at UCLA because he wanted to be an offensive coordinator, and now is with the Rams as an advisor.
Clock management, I believe, is his specialty.
I think Jed Fish's specialty is working with quarterbacks.
No, I know, I mean, but that's what he's doing with the Rams.
Oh, right, right, right. But I'm just throwing that name out there. That would sort of make sense, wouldn't it?
It would.
There was somebody else I was thinking of, too, but he just got named head coach at Bowling Green, Scotty Loeffler.
Scott Loeffler? Oh, yeah. No, he was obviously going back with Michigan and an offensive mind. I mean, but let me add this. Jamie, you know what it's like working with Stoney. It probably is not easy working with Harbaugh, right?
Well, yeah. And I said that to Gov the other day. If you've had success for decades doing it one way, why would you ever change? Like Stoney.
Right. Well, I had this argument with the Bogey Kids the other day. Yeah. I'm like, okay, very easy to say in the aftermath of the Ohio State game, change everything. Nothing is working. This is terrible. And if you're the head coach, you can listen to that. Then you can say, okay, wait a minute. Against our chief competition, Big Ten teams, which is the bulk of our schedule every year, we just won 10 straight games, 9 by double digits.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't necessarily have the impetus to change everything, right? You're beating the teams you're supposed to. I know that's not good enough. There's higher standards. But it's got to be a little difficult for a head coach. Same thing with Mark D'Antonio when he stomps through those, you know, great 4, 5, 6 year stretch. It's got to be hard to say, nope, can't work anymore. Right. Got to completely change it.
Right. Like, you know, calling people by the wrong name and getting hilarious laughs about it time and time again. Why would you ever move away from those jokes?
Listen, you go with the one that brung you. By the way, I haven't heard Heather Sparks today. Is she in today?
No, she's off. She's Heather Park. Heather
yes.
Park.
By the way, Woj, real quick, Oklahoma or Ohio State, if they both win similar games, who would you pick?
Northwestern.
If they both win similar games, it will be Oklahoma.
Right.
Now, if Oklahoma really struggles in Ohio State, even though it's unfair because Ohio State might stomp on Northwestern. But, I mean, you did hear about the...
Wait. What do you mean unfair? What the hell are you talking about, unfair? All right, go ahead.
Well, you know, Michigan is seventh. So if Georgia loses and Ohio State loses and Oklahoma loses...
Yeah.
What happens?
Well, you'll take a 2-1, 2-loss Georgia team.
Yeah, or Central Florida.
Or would you take a 2-loss Ohio State team?
Well, you're definitely not putting Michigan in over Ohio State. I don't see that scenario.
What if Northwestern beats them by 50?
What if they beat them 62-39?
Yeah, can you imagine? Wow.
I don't think we've scored 62 points all year.
No, I think Oklahoma would get in over Ohio State. The Big Ten has been downgraded, I think, sufficiently that would happen.
All right, Bobbles, we'll talk to you.
Take a nap
next
in case you're going to be a Chrysler.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, late game tonight. Big game.
Yeah, big game. That's right in his wheelhouse. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you next week. Wednesdays with Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.